I call the meeting to order. It is 8:35 a.m. My name is Nicholas.
Jay McDonald, member.
John, you have to your name.
Oh, this is John Kim, board member.
Board member.
I'm getting an echo and muffled, so I'm not too sure if that's normal.
I'm getting a little bit of that, which I haven't gotten before.
Can you hear us okay?
You sound a little muffled.
I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah, you sound, John, do I sound muffled also?
No, you're loud and clear.
Yeah, you sound fine too. So I think it's on, Marlene, I think it's on your end. Might be the mic or something.
They're working on it.
Yeah. Julian, are you there? Or it could be Julian's. I don't know.
I don't hear him.
Not today.
Hello?
Yeah.
Morning. Sorry, I guess audio problems. Internet's not so good.
You're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, good.
Am I? Marlene, you're still muffled, but I don't know if we can do anything about that.
Does that help?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Julian, you have to state your name.
Getting closer to it and taking off the mask helps a little bit.
I couldn't hear that. Are you doing the roll call?
Yeah.
Okay, Jay Archer, treasurer.
I already verified the ad. It was put in twice. Did everyone review the minutes of the last meeting?
Yes.
I've reviewed it already.
Any corrections to the minutes?
I have none.
None.
John, have you had a chance to read it?
I did. I'm sorry, Marlene, you sound really muffled. I could barely even hear you, so I apologize, but what did you say again?
Did you read the minutes of the last meeting?
Yes, I did.
Any concerns, corrections?
No, this is my first meeting, so I was able to read it. I don't see anything I object to. I think everything looks okay.
Okay, I move that we approve the minutes as written. I need someone to second it.
Second.
No treasurer's report, right, Julian?
No, I didn't get any. It was a busy week last week, and I never heard back via email about setting it up, so didn't have a chance now.
Xenia is currently busy, so move forward on her end.
Okay.
So we're now at old business. We did confirm with the AG's office it is okay to renew Brent Chili prices.
Okay. That's good. And I
haven't heard anything from Rob.
Nothing from Rob concerning our the Practice Act revisions at all. I can give an update on my end from based upon what's transpired since the last meeting. Would you like me to do that now?
Okay.
I took the notes that you had sent of the previous document for the criteria for the in the education for license renewal, and I included it as a section in the license renewal portion of the rules and regs. I put it in a form. It's going to need to be reformatted with the outline, you know, changing and things like that. And there might we need to have the, well, I'll just have Rob look at the language to make sure that there isn't any ambiguity in what is on there. But otherwise, it's in there ready to go when Rob gets to it. Okay. The other thing is I did recontact the AOA because I didn't hear anything from them since I believe it was February or March. And I got a note back from, I think I sent you guys all a, you guys were all CC'd on it, basically. AOA, State Government Relations Committee, has received the our rules and regs and the law, and they're going to review it and give us some feedback, but I haven't heard anything back from them yet. That was just the 19th, though. So, but I guess got the basically, I thought they had it all the time, and I never heard anything back from them, so I thought I'd contact them again, and I contacted the individual who was actually in charge of that department. I was getting a secondary individual before that never got back with me, so hopefully we'll get some feedback from them at some point soon. And I sent them the document, as I mentioned earlier. Okay. Well, we were just updating the, are you there? Can you hear us? Okay. We were just updating the about the law basic and the rules and regs, and I added the criteria for these approval of the continuing education in the rules and regs in the renewal department. It needs to be formatted. The numbering and everything is incorrect, but I thought I'd just get it in there because some of it needs to be reviewed for wording to make sure there's no ambiguity and things like that. And then I don't know if you got the last part of what I said. I sent it off to the AOA just to have them look at it, see if they saw anything that might have created problems in the past in other jurisdictions. To get some feedback from them, which definitely won't hurt. We don't necessarily have to take any recommendations they have, but at least we get, you know, somebody else looking to look at it. It's that had a lot of experience with the optometry law.
Okay. Yeah, I had not had a chance still again to get to it, but I am free-ish this week. So it's at the top of my pile.
All right, great. Fantastic. That's all I have for the group here from my end.
That's a B, C, and D, right?
That's B, C, and D.
Okay. Yeah, what about
you know, these? I think I just for in terms of housekeeping, I think we can just put the Practice Act revision and Medical Practice Act revision is the same thing, right? So we can just knock one of those off.
Yeah. I'll have Nicole.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
Okay. And then what about the color contact lenses? That's still something that we're trying to address in the app, the color contact.
Can't hear you. Can't hear you real well.
Are we the color contact lenses without prescription? Are we just trying to address that in the app as well, or is there something that we are trying to do separately?
Nothing's been added to the act yet. I think it's still under study. The last time we talked about it a while back, we were talking with Rob about it, and I think it's still under study. There were some, my feeling would be it would be appropriate. If it's appropriate, it'd be nice to have it in the somewhere in the statute or the rules and regs about that, that the way it's made public, if that's appropriate, Rob.
Yeah, it makes it easier to enforce or go after.
Okay.
We've always had that problem of going, okay, what's the source of authority of going after, what is it, like the dungeon and say, you know, you can't do that. And we're all having to track back through the FDA statute and rules, and they have, they have guidances, and we can't really enforce guidance. So you need it in a statute or a rule.
I did, when I contacted the American Optometric Association, I did ask them specifically if they had any guidance along those lines too, just when they give us feedback, if they can, maybe we'll get something from them. That's more than we already know ourselves now.
And do we know any states that have good statutes or rules that we can copy?
I think I sent an email, you know, it's been a few months. I think I sent an email with some reference to New York. I think Dr. Archer had a friend within the state of Texas where they were dealing with it in one way or another. Julian, did you get any more information about that?
Yeah, I'm waiting. I haven't had a chance to talk with him. Unfortunately, he's going through a divorce right now, so it's been hard to get in touch with him.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'll try again this week.
All right. That's fine.
I know that something someone sent was about a state that went after someone who was importing these contact lenses, and then they were, there was a case against them, if I remember reading that. I know it was some months ago, but I know.
Yeah, that was somewhere in Midwest. I think it was Ohio. They confiscated a shipment, and it had like a bunch of syringes and cosmetic contact lenses.
And who was it that confiscated this? State officials or federal or?
It was like customs, I believe. They caught it coming in because they said, I believe it came in from, most of the stuff was coming in from China. The story, I didn't get much detail after that, and I never saw an update of it. But
okay, well, that could be.
I'll have to look it up, see if I can find some more info on it.
You when you find stuff like that, you can just go ahead and send it directly to me.
Okay.
That's it for old business. New business. Anybody have any new business?
I have none. It's not for me.
Okay. We have a next board meeting on June 29th. Do you want to do a face-to-face or do you want to continue with virtual?
Or both.
Can we base that on Dr. McDonald's status. Are you yeah. still going to be there or here?
Yeah, no, I should be there, barring any unforeseen circumstances, by next week. So we've got plans to ship out of here soon. But do we have the option of doing either?
Yes. So if you come to the conference, we'll still have to continue to set up for the virtual for the event. So the conference is for the board members and then.
Okay, we can't. I can't hear you hardly at all. Less than what Dr. said, Nick.
Nicole says that the conference room is for board members. They will have a computer set up in the boardroom for anyone who wants to attend virtually.
Okay, great. Okay. As far as I'd like to then bring up some new business. Is there a way to get better audio from the board office there? Because it's hard for all of us to hear you guys well. It isn't as clear as with everybody on their individual computers. Are you talking into a computer or are you talking into a microphone?
Computer.
Okay. That's actually a little clearer, but you have to be right on top of it. Is there, if
yeah.
there's any other way to improve
this
that?
The speakers. This one, I have to really get really close to the computer screen for you to hear me.
Okay. Can that be fixed?
Yeah.
Can we put a request in for that just to make it easier? Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to borrow Virginia's speaker. So, a better speaker.
Okay, sounds good. That's all I have.
Okay, so we're going to try and do a face-to-face on the June 29th.
Okay.
Anybody not going to be here?
Marlene, I'll try to make it. I'm just kind of like out processing, separating from the military. So I'll do my best to make it to that meeting.
Okay, understandable.
Yeah, okay. If you can't make it in person, as we just mentioned, you can, if it's easier to do it virtually, then that's just fine.
Okay, so do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Okay, we'll see you guys next month.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay.